This is the English program. Over the next few days, we have a new series, features, looking at holidays, vacations, and it's all part of our attempt to help you improve your English. So take each tip that we give you and write something, send it to us, and we will correct all your essays or whatever for you. And we're looking at the problem of vacation time, holidays, people not taking them. You know, more of us need to go on more holidays for our health, and for some reason people are not doing it. But your brain needs holiday time. If you work hard, you should play hard, but we're not getting the balance right. Many of us save our holiday time and then we don't follow through on actually taking time off. It leaves our brains tired and overstretched. No matter the time of the year, a holiday, a vacation, is good for clearing out the cobwebs upstairs, so to speak. We've got some good reasons why this is. So the question, how hard are we working? The numbers behind work and play. 80% of workers feel stressed on the job. 40% of workers feel they can't justify actually taking time off. 57% of workers have unused vacation time by the end of the year. And 92% of workers work more, or 40 hours a week or more, which is a lot of time. So why is holiday vacation time good? Why is it good for the brain? Well, first of all, it boosts brain power when your brain is completely relaxed. Experiments have shown it consolidates knowledge and brain power, improving and memorizing new skills learned the week before. That comes from the Harvard Medical School report in 2009. So write something on that, what I've just said, and tomorrow we'll move on to another reason why taking a holiday is good for the brain.